弟兄，
让每一个人都能够非常的活泼。
If you have Bible on your cell phone or laptop,
让我们一起打开圣经。
Let's turn to First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 4.
从第一节到第四节。
You have it?
约翰一书第一章第一章。
First John chapter 1.Verse 1 to verse 4. Let us read together. I'm reading the NIV version. All right. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, thus we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared.We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete.
Now, we need to read Chinese.圣经第一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将
原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
It is truly a blessing to worship God together with you in the big family of CBCGL.
能够与大家，我们这个大家庭 CBCGL 一起敬拜神，实在是一个很好的祝福。
I've been tasked to give the message this morning.
也一起这个工作已经今天早上交给我，让我可以跟大家分享讯息。
And I knew it wasn't going to be an easy thing to do.
我知道这不会是一件容易的事。
Because such a big audience and such diverse.Audience, from the elderly to children as young as 3 years old.
因为我们有不同的语言，那年纪的差距从年长者一直到小孩子。
But as soon as Minister Catherine told me the children choir are going to sing, "Do you hear what I hear?"
但是我们的 Catherine 传道，当他告诉我说小孩子要唱的是你听到我听到的了吗
？This text.Jumped right into my heart.
这一节经文马上就浮现在我脑海。
This is a question that we as Christians we should be asking.
这个是我们基督徒都应该要问的问题。
Do you hear what I hear?
你听到我所听到的了吗
？Do you see what I see?
你看见了我所看到的吗
？Do you feel what I feel?
你感受到我所感受到的吗？
The text we read this morning is about the most wonderful and exciting thing that happened in human history.
我们刚才念的经文是人类有史以来最令人兴奋、最奇妙的经文。
The Apostle John was so excited when he was writing about his experience that he skipped the introductory beginning that's usually in a Greek letter.
使徒约翰当他想到这些经文的时候，他是如此的兴奋，以及他把一般那希腊写书信该有的一些礼貌都省掉了。
And starting from the first sentence, he wastes no time to jump right into the announcing what he has seen.
从第一节开始，他就直接跳进去宣告他所曾经看过的事情。
So let's take a look at this wonderful event that John shares with us by asking some very basic questions.
所以让我们现在就看看我们的经文，并且问一些非常基要的问题。
You know the W questions.
你们知道有四个 W 开头字母的问题。
Five.
Oh, five. 五个。
What are the W questions?
是哪五个 W 字母开头的问题？
What?
什么？
Why?
为什么？
Who?
是谁？
When?
何时？
And where?
在哪里？
So let us think together how we may participate in this exciting event.
好，让我们一起思想，我们可以如何参与这个令人非常兴奋的事件。
That took place 2,000 years ago.
这个事件在2000年前发生了。
What is this exciting thing that John is writing to us about?
到底使徒约翰兴奋些什么事情呢？
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life.
使徒约翰写道，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见，所看见。所摸过的，那现在又做见证，把与父同在显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。
The one which is from the beginning is now with us.
那在起初就已经同在存在的那一位，现在是与我们同在。
The one which was from the beginning is God.
那一位在起初就存在的就是神。
Only God is from the beginning.
只有神才从起初存在。
God who created the universe.
是那一位神创造了宇宙万有的那一位。
Who made all things.
他创造了所有宇宙万有的事。
Who is everlasting.
他是永存的。
Who is all powerful.
他也是全能的。
All knowing.
他也是全知的。
All good.
他是全善的。
Is now with us.
竟然现在与我们同在。
The invisible, the infinite God is now with us.
那看不见的，那无限的神，现在是与我们同在。
And he was heard, he was seen, he was observed, and he was touched.
他曾经被我们所听见、所看见、所摸过的。
God truly become one of us.
神，这位神真正。那变成了我们当中的一位。
No, we have to understand.
我们必须要了解。
God is supernatural.
神是超然的。
God is transcendent.
神是超越的。
God and us are on different planes.
神跟我们是完全不同的。
Bible tells us that no one can find God.
圣经告诉我们，没有人能够找得到神。
He is totally out of this world.
他是完全在我们的世界之外的。
Beyond human reach.
人类无法企及的。
His ways are unfathomable.
他的道路是没有办法测度的。
No one can understand him. No one can compare with him.
没有人能够了解他，也没有人能够与他相比。
He is God.
他就是神。
But God is also distant.
神是非常遥远的。
Beyond our reach.
没有办法让我们摸到的。
And God would remain an abstract concept.
神也是非常抽象的。
Unless He appears to us.
除非他今天向我们显现。
Becoming one of us.
变成我们当中的一位。
Becoming someone who can be seen, who can be heard, who can be touched, who can be leaned against, who can be smelled.
除非他今天变成为让我们可以听得见，看得到，也可以摸得到，可以让你依靠。
The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
那一位原来我们现在就是向你们做见证，把原来。与父同在且显现给我们那永远的生命，我们把它传给你们。
When I was in college, I had an old professor in the Department of Electrical Engineering.
在我念大学的时候，在我们的 electrical 电机系啊，我们有一位老教授。
He was an older gentleman from Poland.
他是一个从波兰来的老教授。
He survived the Second World War in the Nazi concentration camp.
他是一个二次世界大战那纳粹集中营的幸存者。
And it was there during a arduous, gruesome, long march under severe weather.
他在那边经历过非常困苦、冷酷、残酷的长远的走路，幸存下来。
And in the middle of terrible suffering and exhaustion,
在那个非常可怕的精神的体力还有压力之下
，And suddenly, so he tells us the student, suddenly,
他告诉所有的学生，突然的
，He figured out what fifth dimension.Is.
这个他了解了什么是第五度空间。
Yes, the fifth dimension, the otherworldly fifth dimension.
没错，第五度空间，这是在我们世界以外的。
He could visualize it.
他可以看得见。
He figured out. He understood it. He did not tell us whether he was able to touch it.
他说他了解了，他想出来了。但他没有告诉我们他是否能够触摸得到。
But suddenly he completely understood it.
他说突然的他完全能够理解了。
He figured out what fifth dimension was all about.
他了解了这第五度空间是在我们之上，远在我们之上。
But after the gruesome march was over, after he recovered,
但是在这个残酷的这个长远的那个路途之后，他恢复了。
No matter how hard he tried, he could not get back on track to find that fifth dimension.
不论他多么试着努力，他永远没有办法再感受到那第五度空间。
The infinity was out of touch again.
那个无限的也再一次他没有办法触摸到。
But what John tells us this morning is different.
但是使徒约翰告诉我们的是完全不同的。
This is not some kind of hallucination like I suspect my old professor had.
他使徒约翰告诉我们的并不是一个幻象。
It's not an illusion.
它不是一个想象。
Or some kind of vision.
也不是或者一个。
Or speculation.
或是假。
This is real.
这个是真正的。
A real person who can be heard, who can be seen, who can be touched.
一个真正的人可以被我们看见摸到触摸过。
John tells us no one has ever seen God but the one and only Son who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father has made him known.
使徒约翰告诉我们从来没有人见过神，只有这一个唯一的神的儿子，他本身就是神，把神彰显出来。
It's kind of a very complicated sentence, but basically, in other words, Jesus, the Word of Life, God, appeared to us so that we humans can know Him, can know God.
这个是一个非常复杂的事情。那基本上就是耶稣基督就是生命的道，把神彰显出来，以及我们能够看得见、摸得到。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why did God, the Word of Life, humble himself and become a person in flesh so he can be heard, seen, observed, and touched?
那为什么呢？这位神的生命之道要谦卑自己，变成为人的样式，以及我们能够听见、看见，然后摸到他呢？
The text this morning tells us it's because God wants to have fellowship with us.
我们今天早上的经文告诉我们，是因为神希望与我们有相交、有团契。
And by becoming one of us, we may have fellowship with Him.
因为他变成了我们当中的一位，所以我们就可以与他相交。
And because we can, because we are separate from God and we cannot find God, He came to meet us where we are.
因为我们与神是隔绝的，我们没有办法找到神，所以他今天变成了我们当中，所以我们就能认识他。
We were like children separated from our parents.
我们就像是个与父母隔离的孩子。
Now, I know there are many parents here. Let me ask you, can you raise children remotely?
在我们当中有很多父母的，我问你们一个问题，你可以那养一个孩子是在远方的孩子？
Can you raise up a child being invisible for, to him, hiding behind a wall?
你可以教养一个孩子，但是你从来不让他看到你，你躲在某个墙之后吗？
Yes, as parents, you can send him food, water regularly. You send him what he needs. You send him money.
是的，你作为父母，你可以送给他水、食物、钱，他所需要的一切。
And you can email him. You can email him, or text him, or messenger him, or WeChat him, or WhatsApp him, or online him some message of encouragement.
你可以用各种网络的工具来跟他交通。
But unless you spend time with them,
但是除非你真正跟他花时间相处。
Being together,
在一起
they wouldn't know you.
他们绝对没办法认识你
And they would not have the bond of love with you.
他们也不会跟你之间有爱的连结
You know, we can raise farm animals like that way.
我们可以养一些农场上的动物以那种方式
But we cannot do that if we wanted to have a close relationship with them.
但是若你想要跟孩子有亲近的关系，你绝对不能那样。
And John writes, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
约翰说，我们把我们所听见、所看见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。因为我
So think about that.
想一想。
God reached out to us by sending us His Son Jesus Christ.
神想要跟我们相交，所以送了他的儿子。
So that we may know God and have fellowship with Him.
所以我们就能够认识神，而且与他相交。
And because we have fellowship with God, we also have fellowship with one another.
因为我们可以与神相交，所以我们才可以彼此相交。
Now, to have fellowship with someone is to share something in common.
要跟某人相交，是一定你跟那个人中间有一些共同之处。
For God to fellowship with us.
要让神跟我们相交。
And for us to fellowship with each other.
让我们彼此相交。
We must share something in common.
我们一定要有一些共同之处。
What do we share with God and with each other?
那神和我们还有我们与彼此之间有什么相通呢？
What do we share in common in our fellowship?
我们之间有什么相通呢？
Do I look like Ben, Minister Ben here?
Yes.
No, very different.
我跟杜传道看起来像吗？很不一样的。
What do we share in common?
但我们之间有什么共同之处呢？
What do you share in common with the one next sitting right next to you?
你跟你旁边坐着的那一位有什么共同之处吗？
Anyone want to try?
有人想要回答吗？
Children, what do we share in common? Image of God. Okay, that's a good answer. But that's not my answer.
我们有神的形象。那是好的答案。
We share the holiness of God.
我们共同的地方就是有神的圣洁。
Holiness is the rightness before God.
圣洁就是在神面前的公义。
In Christ, we are declared to be holy.
在耶稣基督里，我们被称义。
We are declared to be right before God.
我们被称为是对的。
And we are being made holy right now as we speak.
我们就在这个时刻，我们被神成为弄成圣洁。
We are declared to be holy the moment we believed in Jesus Christ.
我们被称为圣洁，当我们宣称耶稣基督是我们的主。
And we are being worked on to be holy right now.
但现在神正在我们身上做工，使我们成为圣洁。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 11. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters.
希伯来书二章十一节，那一位使人成圣，以及那一些被称为圣的，都是属于同一个家庭，所以耶稣基督并不会称他们为兄弟兄姐妹而耻。
So Jesus, God, become man, so that we may have fellowship with God and with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以耶稣基督本为神，但他成为了人，所以我们就能与神有相交。而且与彼此有相交。
Who?
是谁？
Who are the messengers of this good news?
谁是这个好消息的使者呢？
That Jesus, Son of God, become man to bring us into fellowship with God.
就是耶稣基督成为了神，人的儿子，以至于我们能够与神重新相交。
We know John is the author of this letter.
我们知道使徒约翰是这封书信的作者。
But he's not alone.
但他不是唯一的作者。
Because the letter keeps referring to we, us, our.
因为这封书信用的都是第一人称复数。
So who are they?
到底这些人是谁呢？
This is a select group of people who spent 3.5 years.They walked and lived with Jesus himself.
他们是一群人花了三年的时间与耶稣基督同处。
They ate and drank with Jesus.
他们一起与耶稣同吃同喝。
They laughed and cried together with Jesus.
他们与耶稣同哭同笑。
They have witnessed firsthand something truly amazing, truly wonderful.
他们是第一手的见证，看见这个非常奇妙的人和事。
Peter, Andrew, Matthew, James, and all the other apostles and the first generation of disciples.
在所有这些使徒之中，他们都是第一代的使徒。
They are the witnesses to the fact that Jesus is Son of God and Word of Life.
他们是第一手的见证人，证明耶稣基督是神的儿子，而且是神的道。
However, after Jesus resurrected and went to be with God the Father, did the apostles and disciples go home and retired satisfied for having seen Jesus?
但是当耶稣基督复活升天之后，这些门徒是不是就回家全满意，然后就坐在家吃喝享受呢？
No.
不是。
The apostles and disciples themselves became the objects to be heard, to be seen, and to be touched.
这些门徒本身变成了后人所听见、所看见、所摸过的。
So instead of observing Jesus,
除了他们观察耶稣基督之外，
now the others can observe the apostles and disciples.
其他的人还有后代的人可以观察这些耶稣的使徒。
They hear about Jesus through the disciples.
他们从这些使徒身上听见了耶稣基督。
They see how Jesus lived through the lives of the disciples.
他们看见耶稣基督如何过生活，从这些使徒的身上。
They feel the love of Jesus when they come in touch with the disciples.
当他们与使徒接触的时候，他们就会感受到耶稣基督爱的触摸。
And John says, the life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
使徒约翰说，这生命已经显现出来，我们看见过，现在又做见证， 将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
So the apostles and disciples testified to Jesus to draw people from the surrounding community into fellowship with God and with Jesus' followers.
所以这些使徒就把在社区之中的人吸引过来，使我们认识神，并且可以与神相交。
And we see a pattern of passing the baton.
我们看见这里有一个传递香火的形态。
Passing the baton to testifying to the good news and bringing people into fellowship with God.
我们把这个福音的棒子从一代传给另外一代，让人认识耶稣基督。
So when Jesus came, he healed the deaf so they can hear him. When Jesus healed the deaf, so they can hear him.
Okay. So 当耶稣基督可以医治了那聋哑的人，以至于他们可以听得见他。
He healed the blind so they can see him.
他们医治了瞎眼的人。所以他们能够看见他。
He healed the paralytic so they can touch him.
他医治了那些瘸子，以至于瘸子能够触摸他。
He freed people so they can fellowship with God.
他释放那些人，以至于他们可以与神相交。
And now the disciples of Jesus, they proclaim the good news.
现在这些耶稣基督的门徒，被他触摸过的人，在宣扬这个好消息。
And the word, I mean, the world hears the good news when the disciples proclaim Jesus.
当耶稣基督宣扬，当使徒们宣扬耶稣基督时，这整个世界就能听见耶稣。
The world sees the good news in action when they see how the disciples live their lives.
这些世界就会看见好消息在我们当中广传，因为透过看见门徒的例证。
And the world feels the good news when it come into contact with the disciples.
世界可以感受到这个好消息，当他们与这些使徒们接触的。
And now it's our turn.
现在是我们的。
It's our turn to witness for Jesus.
是我们的时间，要开始向为耶稣基督作见。
And we need to be heard. We need to be seen. We need to be observed. We need to be touched.
我们需要被听见，我们需要被看见，我们需要被亲手摸过。
And this is what being light and salt is all about.
这个就是耶稣基督说我们要做光做盐的意义。
When and where?
什么时候？还有在何处？
The time and place to do that is now and here.
去宣扬好消息的时间和地点就在现在。
Because we are the witness for Christ.
因为我们就是耶稣基督的见证人。
You know, when Apostle John wrote this letter, he was into his old age.
当使徒约翰写这封书信的时候，他已经年老了。
He's probably in his 80s or 90s.
他或许已经八九十岁了。
But he was still sort of active.
但他仍然很健壮。
Perhaps he couldn't go physically to visit these churches he's writing to.
他或许已经没有办法可以走到那些教会去探望那些弟兄姐妹了。
But he could write letters.
但他可以写书信。
And in this letter, we can feel his deep love and concern for the church.
在这个信里面，我可以感受到他对教会深层的爱和关心。
And this is what he says: We write this to make our joy complete.
他这是这样子写的：我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
We as a church, we will not have our joy complete if we don't do these things.
我们教会。若是我们不做约翰所写的这些事的话，我们的喜乐就不会充足。
First, if we don't fellowship with God.
首先，若是我们与神没有相交。
Second, if we don't fellowship with each other.
第二，若是我们与彼此没有相交。
And third, if we do not testify to the good news to bring people into fellowship with God.
第三，若是我们没有为真理做见证，带人与神进入相交。
But our joy will be complete.
但是我们的喜乐一定会被完成。
If we fellowship with God.
因为我们与神有相交。
If we fellowship with each other.
假如我们与彼此有相交。
And if we bring others into fellowship with God and ourselves.
假如我们把其他的人带进与神与我们相交。
Would you like to have more joy next year?
你希望在明年有更多的喜乐吗？
Okay, show some hands. If you, would you like to have more joy next year?
你愿意有更多喜乐的人请举手。
I'm amazed. Some people don't want to have more joy next year.
我很
Would you like to have more joy next year?
你希望明年有更多的喜乐吗？那你自己要举手了。
Okay. For the next year, the church pastors, elders, co-workers have identified a few focus areas to help us to enjoy more joy in Christ.
明年我们教会的同工长职已经有决定几个方向重点，那做完这些可以使我们教会的喜乐更加的充足。
We already talked about this a few weeks ago, but I wanted to re-emphasize these few focus areas for next year.
我在前几周的讲道也已经谈过这些重点，但是我今天想要再强调一次。
These focus areas are outreach, small groups, and prayer.
这三个重点，第一就是外展，第二是小组，再来是祷告。
These are the areas that we felt we wanted to strengthen in 2020.
Okay, 这三个重点是我们希望我们教会明年能够更加加强。
And of course, we're not going to stop doing other ministries.
当然，我们其他的事工绝不会停止。
But we felt, first, with the new building finished,
但是首先我们感觉到我们现在有了一个新堂。
We could engage more now in outreach.
我们可以与社区有更多的互动。
Secondly, we really could develop more fellowship and caring among the brothers and sisters.
第二是我们觉得我们可以有更多更深的相交与弟兄姐妹。
And we think a good way to do that is through small groups.
我们认为能够有更深更好的相交就是透过小组。
And third, we really feel that we as a church need to come before God more eagerly to seek His mercy and blessings.
第三，我们作为一个教会，我们应该要更加热切地来到神的面前，寻求他的怜悯慈爱。
More eagerly and more expectantly.
要更加的热切而且带着期待。
And the only way to do that is through prayer.
那这唯一的方法就是通过祷告。
And today's text tells us that we testify to Christ by our lives and our actions.
那今天这段经文告诉我们，我们为耶稣基督做见证是透过我们的行动跟我们的生命。
By being heard, by being seen, by being felt, touched.
是要被听见被看见被摸过的。
We do that in order to enjoy the fellowship with God, fellowship with each other, and bring others into fellowship with us.
我们如此做是以目的是要我们与神有更多的相交，与彼此有更多的团契，还有他人也可以与我们相交。
And we're looking forward to next year by strengthening these three focus areas: outreach, small groups, and prayer.
我们很期待明年在我们的外展、还有小组、还有祷告这三件重点上面能够有更多的增进。
We may bring more people into fellowship with God.
我们可以带领更多的人进入与神相交。
And we may enjoy more fellowship with one another.
我们也可以让更加享受我们彼此的相交。
And ultimately, our fellowship with God.
啊，也更多人可以享受与神的相交。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
我们在天上的父，我们给我们献上我们的感恩。
In the Christmas season,
在这个圣诞的季节
，we are reminded how you love us.
我们再一次想起你有多么的爱我们。
You sent your only Son, Jesus Christ.
你差遣了你的唯一的独生爱子耶稣基督。
The Word of Life.
生命之道。
The life.Itself came to us.
生命本身来到了我们当中。
So that we may have a new life.
以至于我们可以有新生命。
And as we gather here as one church,
当我们在这里聚集成为一个教会,
we rejoice in the fellowship with you and with one another.
我们在与你相交与彼此相交中喜乐
And we look forward to bringing others into this fellowship
我们也很期待会有更多的人进入与你相交
For your heart is to make our joy complete
因为你的心意是要使我们的喜乐能够充足
We pray this in Jesus' name
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen, Amen.